the bridge.
Hello, everyone, and a happy Tuesday evening to you. Welcome to the 8160, right here on your radio dial at 90.9 The Bridge. It's Tuesday at 6 o'clock, and that means it's time for our show. We get to hang out with you for the next hour, talk about, play for you, music from right here in the Kansas City area. That's why we call it the 8160, 60 minutes of music from the 816 and surrounding area codes. And this week's, it's definitely all about local music. This week, we're going to celebrate on this show and talk all about an annual event that will be happening for the first time here in Kansas City. That's called Inaugural. But it's not really inaugural because it's been happening in France since 1982, and it's now in over 1,000 cities in 120 countries, and it's called Make Music Day. It is next Monday, June 21st, happening everywhere. In this town, so many venues are filling up with really cool programming. Everything from the venues that you typically think of, like Lemonade Park and Knuckleheads, all the way to some of the less traditional spaces like the big lobby of Union Station or the Great Lawn over at the 18th and Vine Jazz District, which at times has hosted some small jazz festivals over there. Also, all the way up to KCI, our friends out at Old Shawnee Pizza in Shawnee and in Lenexa are both hosting music. There's over 52 things listed on makemusicday.org/KCMO, where you can go through this list and find so many different events, happening in here in Kansas City on Monday, June 21st, Make Music Day, free shows everywhere from the Kansas City Symphony, from the Lyric Opera, and also from 11 musicians that we're going to share music from on the show today. So it should be a fun one. Before we dive too much farther, I need to tip the hat to all of our friends that helped last week by supporting The Bridge for Record Store Day. I hope you got out this past Saturday to celebrate Record Store Day. I made my rounds. I was at Mills, Josie, Vinyl Heaven, and Vinyl Renaissance. I picked up one piece of vinyl at every shop. Had a lot of fun. Saw a lot of people that I hadn't seen for 15, 16 months since before all this madness started. And it was great to see everybody out buying some new music to take home. So this week we're going to do Make Music KC. Next week, next Tuesday, is my birthday. And I'm thinking about doing a fun kind of birthday mixtape playlist show, playing some of my favorite stuff, being a little selfish, but I'm not sure yet. Gonna figure that one out still. But today, all about Make Music Day. I need you to go to this website. Remember this website, makemusicday.org/KCMO. All the stuff we're going to talk about is listed on there. They have a Facebook page. There's links on my Facebook page. Every morning this week at 9:45 a.m. on Brian Truda's show, Truda's in the Mornings, he's interviewing someone that's part of this event. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 9:45, you can hang out with Truda on your radio dial and learn more about this amazing event that Kansas City is finally now part of, that over 1,000 cities in over 120 countries are also doing. Pretty cool when you think about it. One of the other things about this event that's cool is, well, one, it gave me the ability to study musicians that I didn't know. And two, not everyone that's part of this are musicians that are playing out every night of the week. There's maybe some really good hobbyists. There's people that are teaching things like harmonica classes, and there's like a drum bucket event. And I think there's something about recorders, like the things you play when you're in grade school. So they're having a lot of fun with this event, and I wanted to put a show out all about it and feature different musicians playing the event. And we're going to kick it off first with some fun swinging jazz from the Back Alley Brass Band. They are part of this event. They're a 9-piece band of high power brass. It's a Kansas City take on the New Orleans Brass Band, using grooves and volume to make you dance. I like reading what bands write about themselves. They will be playing at 7:30 on Monday, June 21st at Parade Park on the Great Lawn, which is over by the Jazz Museum at 18th and Vine, not too far from the big old Charlie Parker statue. Again, 7:30, Monday night, Back Alley Brass Band, one of over 60 events happening around the metro to celebrate Make Music Day, June 21st. Here's music to kick off this week's show from the Back Alley Brass Band.
One, here you go. Two, set, and...
on that trombone.
Yeah.
500 pounds chained to the ground, turned up the gravity. I'm breaking out, best pound for pound, no one can handle me. Don't look away, watch what you say, I recall everything. I'm gonna take all that I take, this world was made for me.
I refuse to settle where I stand. I feel like I'm much more than a man. I've never been too scared of taking chances. I can't lose, but if I do, I'll manage.
I feel like I'm invincible, unbreakable. 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 I feel like I'm invincible. Unbreakable. I feel like I'm invincible. Unbreakable.
That was music from our buddy Eames, E-E-M-S. That song is called Unbreakable, and it just came out on a new record from him, and it's a great piece of music. I've always been a big supporter of Eames. That kid's got so much hustle in him. In addition to playing music, he also leads a drum troupe, which just competed nationally and won. But bigger than that, they made a video where Eames actually goes upside down and plays a drum solo, and the video went viral. Last I checked, had over 1 million views. Tip of the hat to you, sir. Eames is playing June 21st as part of the international phenomenon of Make Music Day, happening for the first time in Kansas City. Free shows all over town. Not all of your standard venues. Some of them are there. Knuckleheads, Lemonade Park, they're both part of this. But then there's also different parks. The Mill Creek Park on the plaza where people gather for protests. That's a big place for it. 18th and Vine, there's parks over there. There's parks all over town I've never even heard of that are hosting events. But all this information you can find at makemusicday.org/KCMoe. Get all the information there. Eames is playing at 5 o'clock on Monday the 21st at Dunbar Park. That's 5501 East 36th Street. One of the more traditional events that's happening with this event is at Lemonade Park in the West Bottoms, not too far from Hy-Vee Arena. It's the pop-up project from Record Bar and Voltaire. They started a pop-up just under a year ago. Last July, I believe, they started kicking off shows, and now they're absolutely crushing. So many sold-out shows happening at Lemonade Park. Lemonade Park is teaming up with the amazing people of Folk Alliance International, and it's called Finest Folk Make Music Day. And it features several different acts: Kelly Hunt, which we're going to hear from, Sarah Swenson, which we're going to hear from, Jessica Page, and Gerald Trimble and Jan Baroque. And they are all playing for you from 2:30 to 5:30 at Lemonade Park in the West Bottoms. One of Casey's finest. Here's music from Kelly Hunt. That's Kelly Hunt with K-E-L-L-Y Hunt. The Bluegrass Americana Kelly Hunt here in town. There are two Kelly Hunts in town. And we're going to hear her song from an amazing record from a few years back. The song is called Sunshine Is Long Overdue. And when you like it, make a note. Catch her play at Lemonade Park on Monday, June 21st as part of Make Music Day, celebrated right here in Kansas City. Here's Kelly Hunt.
Oh no, don't turn your face away from the haggard light of day. The sun rose and so must you. Gone are the shadows of the night. Put out the artificial lights that in day's absence have to do. So sunshine is long overdue. Oh, tell me, what's the thought that plagues your mind? Is it that you've run out of time? Is it that you're no good? Believe me, friend, I understand. You tear the tethered to the second hand. You feel its every move.
Surprised when it burns, when I know all about hell. And this is hell. You pull me in and out of hell, and I know it well. You swing me low, but how low you go? Is it a test of my strength? Is it something I owe? Power in words, you'll prove it in rhymes. When I think that it's over, you pull one by me every time. I feel like I'm crashing, I'm sure you can tell. I think that you like me best when I'm in your
music from Nicole Springer. Nicole Springer is an award-winning and critically acclaimed folk pop singer, songwriter, and instrumentalist from Kansas City. She's written original music for several of her bands and recently has started her own solo project, and I'm a fan of her music. She's one of my favorite songwriters here in town. I'm lucky to get to work with her all the time on so many different events, including coming up in September, Camp Leavenworth over in Leavenworth, where Nicole Springer is going to get to play on the stage earlier in the day, and Melissa Etheridge, who is originally from from Leavenworth is going to close out the show that night. That's in late September as part of that event. But before that, you can see Nicole Springer a lot of places around town if you follow her on social media. But for the purpose of this show, on Monday night, you can see her June 21st as part of Make Music Day at Old Shawnee Pizza in Shawnee. That's 6000 Roger Road. She's playing a free show for you at 7 o'clock. You can go in there, have some great pizza, maybe sip on some cold beverage, and watch Nicole Springer play for a couple hours on a Monday night. Enjoy some pizza. What a great way to start your week. What a great way to celebrate Make Music Day here in Kansas City. If you're just tuning in, this is the 8160 on 90.9 The Bridge, and we're excited to team up with Make Music Day, where we're talking a lot about them. Every morning at 9:45, we have a guest interview with someone involved with Make Music Day. Brian Trude is interviewing them on his show, and on this show, the 8160, we're talking all about it, playing music from 11 different acts as part of the event, and excited to talk about it. It's cool when these international things happen. This is in 1,200 cities in over 100 countries, and it's happening right in your backyard, and how cool would it be for you to get out and to be a part of it? Again, all this information online at makemusicday.org/KCMO. Again, that was Nicole Springer with her song called Hell. You can catch her again, Old Shawnee Pizza in Shawnee from 7 to 9 on Monday evening. I say this a lot on the show, and I've missed it a lot, how my favorite thing about festivals is studying the lineup to learn new musicians. And there's a bunch of new musicians to me on the lineup for this event. Like I said, there's like 60 plus events happening. This musician, Kate Whitefield. Kate is a 16-year-old singer-songwriter from here in Kansas City. She's an incoming high school junior. She's been playing guitar since she was 9 and singing since she was in kindergarten. That's crazy. She's already a member of the Heartland Song Network. She's performed at Porch Fest, and she's playing 3 sets at Make Music Day. She's playing at Union Station at the Streetcar Stop at 11 a.m. She's playing at Sunnyside Park at 84th and Summit. I think that's South Kansas City, at 4 o'clock. Then on the Plaza at Mill Creek Park, she's playing at 7 o'clock. 3 sets. She's 16. And I found this on her YouTube page. This is Kate Whitefield from Kansas City. She's 16 now. I think she would have been 14 when she made this cover of Mazzy Star's Fade Into You. I'm excited always to share music from young musicians here in Kansas City, but this is a cool thing to do, to be able to play it and know that she has 3 gigs coming up on Monday as part of Make Music Day right here in Kansas City. Here is 16-year-old Kate Whitefield's take on Mazzy Star's classic song, Fade Into You. Thank you.
The Beastie Boys organized the very first Tibetan Freedom Concert 25 years ago, bringing the benefit show to the MTV generation. On the Culture Corner with John Morrison, we will talk about why it mattered.
During this era, you can really see them broadening their worldview and changing a lot.
That's next time on World Cafe.
Tonight at 7 on 90.9. The Bridge.
Wednesday, September 1st at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. Up to 11 presents Nico Case.
This tornado loves you. This tornado loves you.
Nico Case. Tickets for Nico Case are available Friday at Ticketmaster.com. But Bridge listeners can access tickets Thursday at 10. Details at bridge99.org. September 1st at Liberty Hall, in support of The Bridge. Sunday, September 12th at the Midwest Trust Center, formerly the Carlson Center, JCCC presents Larry Carlton, Steely Dan, the 78 album. Guitarist Larry Carlton. Larry Carlton tickets are available Monday at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. The Bridge listeners can access tickets this Wednesday. Details at bridge909.org. Larry Carlton, Steely Dan, the 78 album, September 12th at Yardley Hall, in support of The Bridge.
Songs you know. Songs you don't know. Songs you should know.
90.9, The Bridge.
Sleep. Oh, how I love. to be with you the moment you fall asleep.
That was a new song from one of my favorite singer-songwriters from right here in Kansas City. Her name is Sarah Swenson. The song is called The Moment You Fall Asleep. It came out a couple weeks ago. Whenever I see her name in my inbox, I'm always excited. Sarah Swenson used to gig constantly, and then she took a trip across the pond to Europe, fell in love, came back to America, and then calmed down as a musician, started a family, and now she's starting to make music again, and I'm excited. We've got a few songs already from her, and they are definitely emotional songs, and then I believe I saw on Facebook she announced she has some fun songs coming. But until then, I'm enjoying these ones. She's a great storyteller, an amazing singer-songwriter, Sarah Swenson, and it's so great that she's back out and playing shows. She is part of this coming Monday, June 21st's Make Music Day. She's playing a show at Lemonade Pork from 2:30 to 5:30. Again on that lineup, Kelly Hunt, Sarah Swenson, Jessica Page, Jared Trimble, and John Baroque, all part of Folk Alliance showcases to celebrate this amazing day, Make Music Day. Again, this is happening in 120 countries, 1,000 cities, and right here in your backyard in Kansas City. Another new musician to me that's part of this event is named Effie. E-F-F-I-E. That's kind of funny. We have Eames and Effie. They should probably play together. Effie says this about their music. In a world gone mad, we all search for the guiding light. The bat signal has been received by the electric artist known as Effie. She's from Kansas City by way of the boogie down Bronx, where the city never sleeps, but her roots run deep to La Isla del Encanto. I just said that very wrong. But I like what I'm hearing from Effie. I dug up some music on their YouTube channel, and they are a part of Make Music Day. Again, one of the cool spots of this, if you go to Union Station and you want to board the streetcar from Union Station, there's a concrete landing pad right there, and they've been having concerts there. They have a all-day programming there on Monday as part of Make Music Day. Effie is playing at 5 o'clock for you for free. Jump on the streetcar or just go down to Union Station and hang out. Bring a lawn chair, maybe a nice insulated mug, something to sip on, and hang out and hear music all day on Monday, June 21st, part of Make Music Day. More info at makemusicday.org/KCMO. And I'm excited to share music that I just learned about from the musician named Effie. This song is called Might Like It. Here it is.
Don't look at me like that, 'cause I might like it. Don't love me like that, 'cause I might need it. Lately, it seems like I just might be able to.
have to wait and see. So let's just take it slow. Something real might grow. Had to let you know. Don't know if you're here to stay, but I like feeling this way.
Was music from Bombay J. The song is called Something About You. They are one of many acts from right here in Kansas City playing free shows all over town for you on Monday, June 21st as part of the internationally celebrated Make Music Day. All the information about it, makemusicday.org. /Casey Mo. You can see the listings. There's so much cool stuff happening around town. This is about Bombay J. I go by the stage name Bombay J. Bombay meaning a person, place, or thing that surpasses the grips of reality. To me, it means fun and exciting. I make music that gives a true insight on all aspects of love and emotions. I'm an R&B singer with my own flavor. If you liked what you heard from Bombay J and his song Something About You, he's also playing at the Streetcar Stop at Union Station. Free show. Grab a bag chair. Grab your insulated mug. Put a cap on. Maybe grab some sunscreen. Hang out for a little while. 3 o'clock, he goes on, at the Union Station Streetcar Stop. Free show to hang out. So many different shows happening all around town. This next musician, up next, another musician that is also playing at the Streetcar Stop at Union Station. They're playing at 1 o'clock there. They go by the name Mellophobia. That's one word, Mellophobia. They're also playing at Sunnyside Park, I believe in South Kansas City, at 5 o'clock. Mellophobia were formed out of the indie rock, alt rock scene of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Now residing in their home city of Kansas City, they continue to grow their audience, producing highly original sound that they describe as landlocked surf rock. I love it so much when people make up genres. I love sharing that stuff with you here on the show. With a love of the British sound and socially conscious lyrics and hook-laden tunes, the band will keep the crowd jumping and give them something to talk about. Mellophobia are one of hundreds of musicians playing in over 60 different events, all on Make Music Day right here in Kansas City, an event being celebrated all around the world, very literally in 120 different countries. MakeMusicDay.org/Casey Mo gets you more information. The Bridge here, we're excited. We're talking about it a lot, trying to let you know to get out on Monday, June 21st, and see some free music that's happening everywhere. Here is music from Mellophobia. The song is called Jackal.
Bridge receives support from Make Music Kansas City, a live free musical celebration on June 21st with concerts on streets, sidewalks, venues, and parks across the city. Make Music Day is happening in more than 1,000 cities in 120 countries, and Kansas City is joining in with free music events all over town. From the Symphony and Folk Alliance at Lemonade Park to Mill Creek Park, the Plaza, Liberty Memorial, Union Station, and KCI, there's music everywhere. The full Make Music Kansas City schedule for June 21st is available at makemusicday.org/KCMO. The Bridge is proud to support the Mid-America LGBT Chamber of Commerce, whose mission is to advocate, promote, and facilitate the success of the LGBT business community and their allies through the guiding principles of equality, inclusion, economics, and education. More information on how the LGBT Chamber fosters a more inclusive and vibrant economy through development programming, events that connect our community, focused partnerships, and advocacy is available at midamericalgbt.org.
Hey everyone, this is Grace Potter, and you're listening to Kansas City's 90.9 The Bridge, celebrating 20 years of member-supported music discovery.
The Pilot, Beyond, Virtuoso, let's go!
Music from Ja Vell. The song is called At Home, an amazing saxophone song from an amazing saxophonist from right here in Kansas City. That is one of my favorite British words, saxophonist. He's a Kansas City native. He's experienced massive success as a musician and content creator for his energetic performances and is often recognized for his soulful and smooth sound on the saxophone. And the dude is also crushing it on TikTok. I actually saw a video of his on TikTok and I didn't know this person was from Kansas City, but it's him in a video with 18,000 views, him playing saxophone with the accompaniment of a sprinkler. That's what TikTok is, folks. It's crazy. But he's doing very well on the TikTok. Ja Vell is spelled J-A-H, one word, V-E-L-L-E, Javel, and he is one of so many musicians playing Make Music Day, Monday, June 21st, free shows all over town, and I haven't said this venue yet, he's playing at the zoo. 2 o'clock. At the zoo. I don't know how that works. I think it's supposed to be free, so maybe he's playing at the entrance of the zoo. However it works, I'm sure it'll be a great set. Sets are everywhere happening. MakeMusicDay.org/Casey Mo gets you to the full list so you can see what all's happening. You can see links to the musicians to learn about them. If you're just now tuning in, you've missed so much content. You need to go to our website, bridge909.org, and listen to the show. Go to shows, find 8160, and then the newest show, and push play, and we will provide you an education all about Make Music Day, happening right here in Kansas City and in over 1,000 cities in over 120 countries, all on Monday, June 21st. Up next, to end this week's show, we're going to go out to Lenexa, Kansas at Old Shawnee Pizza in Lenexa. Our friend AJ Gaither is going to play, and if you haven't seen AJ, he makes a lot of his own instruments. It gets a little weird. It's so entertaining. He's an amazing dude with a heck of a voice, and our friends at Old Shawnee Pizza are hosting events at both locations in Shawnee and Lenexa. I can't ever say enough good things about Old Shawnee Pizza. They host music 3 nights a week at the Lenexa location, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, and at the Shawnee location, Friday and Saturday night. It's always free. It's always quality. And this Monday night, Make Music Day, June 21st, catch AJ Gaither at Old Shawnee Pizza in Lenexa, playing from 7 to 9 p.m. for you. Will you enjoy some pizza? Hang out on the patio with them. Should be a good time. But overall, Make Music Day should be an amazing time. And we're excited here at the station. I know it's a Monday, but that's okay. It'll be a fun way to start your week. All this stuff ends by 9 o'clock. That seems to be the rule. Everything over by 9. You'll still be home in time to get into bed and start your work day on Tuesday very well. And then as this event grows here in Kansas City, you know, eventually it'll move to later in the week and it'll hit a weekend, and then we can make this thing even bigger and better. But how cool would it be if Kansas City was recognized internationally as a city that knows how to throw down for Make Music Day? I should give some thanks to our friends over at Kansas City Parks and Rec, our friend Heidi over there, who's helped us learn about this day and be a small part of what they've created to make Kansas City a part of Make Music Day. Again, makemusicday.org/Casey Mo. I feel like I should give tickets away or something if somebody counted how many times I said Make Music Day in this week's show. We're going to wrap up with music from AJ Gaither. The song is called Breaks. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great rest of your week. Take care.
Drives right on past. Well, I went to see my good girl. She said I couldn't stay. Well, I went to see my good girl. She said I couldn't stay. Said some man went twice my money, and he was headed this way. Free time was spent, you don't come around no more. Well, I put bricks on my floor, and I ran right out of gas. Well, I put bricks on my floor, and I ran right out of gas. Hey, I'm stuck out on this highway, and everybody drives right on past. Thank you.
I put Rick's on my phone, and I ran out of gas. Well, I put Rick's on my phone, and I ran right out of gas. Snuck up on that highway, and everybody drives right on.
KTBG Warrensburg, Kansas City.
Celebrating 20 years of being the place to discover music.
Member supported 90.9.